It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Sounds like you might have an update on Public Safety Center.
I do. I get some questions about the status of the new Public Safety Center off and on. I've been involved in two builds of police departments or shared public safety centers over the years, and then two remodels. What I can tell you is all of these builds, and the Parsons one in particular, that's like a 10-year process. I started that when I first showed up over 5 years ago. There's a lot of pre-planning and work and selling, you know, to the community that you have to do to really show that needs. We're lucky, of course, we now have the land paid for at 21st and Corning, so that's huge. We did the needs assessment. That was completed last year with our architectural firm. You know, like how many square feet do you need? What kind of offices? How many fire bays do you need? So we got all of that done, and there's national standards for all of that based on size, population of the city, and whatnot. We also got the architectural layout and the concept drawings done. So that puts us closer and closer to being what is termed a shovel-ready project. That's important because we know we can't afford to build that facility without other resources. A lot of those resources are going to include congressionally mandated funding, assistance from FEMA, community block grants, even, you know, we're even looking at philanthropic groups that might be able to assist in that jigsaw puzzle of funding. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that as a community, we are not going to have skin in the game. We are. We're going to have money to match and be viable. We're also trying to approach this build project from a standpoint of it's as much an economic development program as it is the ultimate facility for the emergency services that it's going to be housing. How can you have an economic development project by building a public safety center? Well, our goal is literally for every local dollar that we raise, we're trying to get at least $3 to $4 in outside federal funding, state funding, other resources. That makes perfect sense. The construction dollars, the supplies, the outfitting of that building within a bid, well, we want to restrict a lot of those purchases to the local immediate area because we want as many of those dollars to come right back into the city of Parsons and our community as we possibly can. That makes us a win-win for everybody.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.